In case you do not know, my name is John. I am excited. This is the season of Advent. I am excited. Over the Thanksgiving period, I had the privilege of welcoming my son as I received him from the airport. Looking at the different faces of people, I could realize the exciting joy and glittering smiles of the faces of parents, families welcoming their acquaintances, their friends, and so on and so forth. Advent is a time of excitement. Indeed, for me, it is truly a time of excitement. The eating, the welcoming, the celebration. The African Christianity, though, Advent is a period of reconciliation. It is a time when Christians, at least in my part of the world, would take stock of their lives, to examine their lives, and to see where they have gone wrong. And those, of course, who have not been in speaking terms, it is a time of reconciling. So that's a different picture of Christian Advent in Africa. It is also a time when people, in a symbolic way, would eat in one bowl. That I missed since coming to the States. We sit around the bowl and eat together. It is, in a sense, a way of doing theology. Concrete, not abstract. Out of that one bowl, we develop the concept of the unity of God. Might that be a lesson for the systematic or systematicians? Theology is not abstract. It is concrete doing things. My text, though, is coming from two different areas. The first is St. Luke Gospel, chapter 1, verse 13. The angel said, "Do not be afraid." And then John's Gospel, my name is John. And then in John's Gospel, it says, "Among you stands one you do not know." Thanks to Dr. Jim Veldt, a week ago, unexpectedly, the KFU radio, somebody who should have come in didn't show up, and my name was suggested that I should go and speak about Islam. So I will quote from the Quran, and I hope Dr. Bursin will allow me to read in the original language. And the Quran in chapter 3, verse 45, speaks of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladin an'amta alayhim, Ghayr al-Maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. In English, "God giveth thee glad tidings of the word. His name will be Jesus." So the question now is, who is this Jesus? It is in the second article, the answer comes, Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. So that's the answer. Who is this Jesus? He is my Lord, born from eternity. As Advent season dawns upon us, I smell Christmas through the lights, the songs and the singings and the plays. To Mary, though, the angel said, "Do not be afraid. If you're like me, when I go to see the doctor, my pressure rises. But when I go to see the dentist, I'm at home, very comfortable." I suppose when you go to see the doctor, you do not know the outcome, what the answer may be. So you are afraid. So the text says, do not be afraid. Fear comes upon us essentially because of our nature of sin, the sinful human nature, the pride in us, the corruption, the jealousy, the disrespect for human life and dignity, and so on and so forth. We are afraid because of Uncle Sam, the bills, the big guy watching, listening. So we are saturated and clouded with fear. And we are afraid, my friends, of that which we do not know of the unexpectancy. So the angel, both in the Quran and in the Bible, says to Mary, do not be afraid. Yes, we give lip services instead of staying the cause of our conviction, knowing that our Lord Jesus, in spite of the many complexities of life, he gives us the assurance that he is with us, he stands by us, he is our confidant. The assurance of your conviction. And Matthew goes on to say in Matthew chapter 24, verse 40, for if you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. In essence, we must stay the course, caring for the lonely, the poor, the fragile amongst us, those who cannot make it, especially this troubling economic times. It says to us, my Jesus says, stay the course, do not give up, for I, the Lord your God, is with thee. I will see you through. America, stay the course. You have gone through many headaches and heartaches. 9/11, the depression. Stay the course. Do not wink one moment. The Lord thy God is with thee, and he will see you through. So I say to you, my friends, including Dr. Meyer, the Board of Regents, the deans, the governing council, stay the course. The Lord thy God is with thee. You may not see the answer or know the answer or know how to tackle the economic problems But Jesus is in control. Do not be afraid. The Lord thy God has gone before you, and he will make it plain and clear. Stay the course. We shall overcome. That's the American ingenuity. Stay the course, we shall overcome. Thy strength and power in the human intellect. Not like Obama, who says we can, that's the political we can. I love him. My we can, surely we are able, is that we have absolute confidence in Jesus, our Redeemer and our Lord. That is the we can, we are able, we shall overcome. So that's the joy of Christmas message, that Christ in his incarnation has come to us as a child and will come again in as he judges the world, and usually he's with us. That's the third incarnation, that's the third advent. He is with us in our worship service, in our Eucharist. I am with thee. Yes, we can. So may God bless us and strengthen us to aware that our strength is not in man, but in God, our Savior and our King and Lord. Yes, we can. And so we shall pray for our leaders, our president, our deans, the governing council, the board of regents, and our seminary community. Trust in God. It will be okay. Trust in God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.